If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey with news especially important for weekend boaters. Tell us about this proposed law, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this just came up this week in the Chicago City Council. The proposal would be for all boaters on Lake Michigan to be required to wear a life vest. This came from Alderman Stephanie Coleman, who was reacting to a really, really dangerous weekend on the lake in late June when there was about 170 different incidents. There was a bunch of search and rescues, and one young woman lost her life. So she's saying basically, yes, there are a lot of experienced boaters on the lake, but there's also a lot of sort of weekend warriors or first timers that think they know what they're doing, but they would all be better served if they were wearing a life vest, obviously, to help the search and rescue go much better. But we'll see how this goes. You know, we all drive along the lake and you look out, especially in the playpen, and there is not a life jacket to be seen on anyone, anyone under 18 or so. And there's a lot of sun worshipers out there that don't want to be getting the life vest tan line. So I would expect some significant pushback just from the boating community, and even Stephanie Coleman, who proposed this, said she, you know, doesn't really have an idea for how this would be enforced, whether it be Chicago police or the Coast Guard or who would actually be in charge. But I could see it could be a big task, but she's trying to, it seems, at the very least, getting the conversation going about just the importance of this. So we'll keep an eye on it. It's not going to affect you this weekend, although I don't know. When I'm out there, I always feel a little bit better with the vest, especially when my friend is gunning it up and down the lake, and you don't want to fall out the back and test your swimming skills.
Absolutely.
The water can get cold and choppy.
I thought there was already a law that forces you, anyone to be who's on a boat, to have a life vest. No?
No, this would be specifically when you're boarding the boat as well, to have it on at all time for all ages. So I think there's some regulations for ages.
Old Irving Park Smoke Barbecue is in a trademark dispute. What's going on here?
Yes, this is two beloved brands going head to head. Old Irving Park's got a great barbecue restaurant. It's on Pulaski. It's been there for 19 years. They spell their smoke S-M-O-Q-U-E, and a pretty distinctive brand. And just an aside, I think they've got the best smoked ribs in the city. But that's a different story for us. But Weber Grill, we all know and love them. They came out with Weber Smoke Smoker, also with a Q. It's a pellet grill and smoke barbecue. The restaurant says, hey, this is causing brand confusion. Weber Grill is based in Palatine. They've got a downtown Weber Grill restaurant. They said it's not just some any old national retailer trying to infringe on their name. It's someone locally and could cause confusion. They filed a trademark infringement notification with the U.S. Trademark Office. And they've been exchanging briefs on this. It could take a couple years to work out, but Weber has said they promised they're not going to open any restaurants under this name. That the idea of smoke, even with a Q, is sort of a widespread idea. So they don't think they're infringing on it. But Smoke Barbecue says, yeah, this is a real thing. We've been building up our brand. We don't endorse these smokers. It's going to confuse people. So we'll see how that plays out. This is definitely a David versus Goliath sort of story, and the restaurant knows, like, they could they're not going to win a legal war of attrition, but they're definitely throwing down the gauntlet to say we don't think this is right.
We'll see what happens. More on that and also the story of Chicago's all girls baseball team heading to the Nationals at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.